Join me in the Shema tonight. Say the Hebrew after me. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheicha. Bachol levavcha. Uvachol nafshecha. Uvachol meodecha. Amen. Now let's say the English together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words, if you would please, after me, first from the Gospel of John and then from the first epistle of John. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I give you this command that you love one another as I have loved you. God's love is made complete in anyone who keeps his command. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever is in Jesus must walk as Jesus walked. These are the very words of God. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. There was a rabbi who got into an argument or a discussion with a Roman about whose culture was superior, the Hellenistic advanced culture of the Roman or the simple Eastern culture based on the text of the Bible of the Jew. The Roman, of course, called on evidence from architecture, from science, from military, from the culture, from sports to prove his case. What was the poor Jew to say in his simple little country? He drew on the Torah, which he insisted demanded a love for God and, according to Leviticus, a love for neighbor, and argued that that made the Jewish culture superior. They discussed long enough till they became annoyed with one another. The Jew insisting he would love his neighbor, even his enemy. The Roman insisting that Roman culture was far superior. Finally, in frustration, the Roman said, "Jew, I'm your enemy. Would you love me?" And the Jew said, "Yes, I would." "And if I had no land, would you give me land?" "I would give." "And if I had no money, would you give money?" "Yes, even though you are my enemy." "And if it was cold and you had a coat, would you give a coat?" The Jew said, "No." The Roman said, "I don't understand. You'd give me land, you'd give me money, but you wouldn't give me a coat?" The Jew said, "A coat I have." That's so Jewish, by the way. A subtle point one might miss outside of the culture. The Jew was implying, "You took my land and my money already, so I have nothing to give." But I like that story because being like Jesus demands a willingness to give sacrificially. And I'm afraid, like that Jew, sometimes my giving is gracious and generous, but because I have nothing to offer to improve the situation, I give nothing. Walk as Jesus walked. Pray that God will sacrificially give you an opportunity to sacrificially give this week to someone, even your enemy, who needs. Pray with me. Father God, we've been brought into your presence powerfully in word and music. Tonight we look at, for the first time in this series, the world of Jesus of Galilee. And we begin to look at the rabbi and the disciple, and we hear the call to follow Jesus. May we be willing to give sacrificially as he did. In Messiah's name, amen. Great. Couple of quick items. I've been getting some questions. Unfortunately, several of them are excellent questions, but would take more time than I have to offer, and in one case, I didn't know the answer. So it's just as well. But a couple of quick things. One question that came